All right.
Ready? May God forgive us. Okay. May God forgive us.
There's no fucking justice, lads, and we're all gonna die. So yes, I think I'll have myself another piece of pie. For Jesus died for all our sins, and we spat in his eye. But I hear he is returning, lads, and we're all gonna die. Free Brooklyn on the eve of 39. We were batting down as Hitler's boys came marching by. Those Nazis came on down our streets all gleaming in their eye. Until we at the Apocalypse cast found out what makes them cry. Friday at 2 p.m. we march them in a line and make them piss on Hitler's face while Ronald Reagan dies. We dress them down in menstrual blood and kick them in the spine. Feather them in butthole pubes from Seth Rogen's behind. We're all gonna die, but at least we have the Apocalypse. We're running out of time, but there's time left to kick some Nazi ass. Christ is coming back, and you know it's gonna be a blast. Truth and blood and vengeance and pus on the Apocalypse. It's 2017 now, and the end of days is coming fast. Faster than a guy from 4chan when he sees a lady's ass. Christ is coming back, and he only has one thing to ask. Are you a fucking traitor, or will you die for the Apocalypse?
Die. I'm going to say worth it.
Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Welcome, everyone.
Well...
Welcome. Really big audience today. Yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to the Apocalypse.
Huge crowd.
We booked Carnegie for this one. That's what, yes. You can hear the acoustics.
We're all
so glad
that you're
live
here.
Show.
We're so glad that you're here, everyone.
Thank you so much, Carnegie Hall.
We have a very special guest on the show tonight.
Who's the special guest?
All the way from Terrigaskooge, Missouri, is the one, the only... Billy Bob Patrick. Reverend Billy Bob Patrick.
Reverend Billy Bob Patrick.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is so good to be here.
Praise.
But I'm going to be talking to you kind folks a little bit later, all right? First, why don't you listen to your host, introduce the rest of your guests.
My name...
Wow, what a good intro. Yeah, you're right. It's that much. Well, anyways, hi. I'm the host of the podcast.
No rambling.
My name's Pat. I'm the host of the podcast. This is my co-host, Jad.
Hello, everyone. I am Jad Ali Slayman.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sarah.
What do you do, Sarah?
I eat brains.
And what else do you do, brains?
I use them to predict the future.
Come on, you're dodging the question. You're like sort of prancing around the question. If you like would picture this for a second, you're sort of like prancing around the question a little bit, kind of like... Nude, like the way, kind of like a little.
As every Apocalypse cast is.
But answer
filmed.
The question. What else do you do with brain? Be real.
I mean, you got to put it in that butt.
You fuck it.
Yeah.
You have anal sex with brain. Okay. Yeah. Next, Kristen.
It's me.
Hey.
Hey.
Who are you? You're Kristen. You're the co-host. Who was our last co-host?
I'm Kristen Fulton.
Oh, it's Eduardo. Bullshit.
Oh my god, Eduardo's back. Oh
shit. It's Eduardo again. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Thank you, Carnegie!
There's five people!
Oh, God. Wow, that was a close one, guys.
What are we gonna do?
Oh,
Oh my god. The podcast, everyone. The podcast.
Welcome to a podcast. We all got Archives Edition.
We're all gonna die. God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, the podcast.
What are we gonna do? We're all gonna die.
Oh god. Well, I guess we might as well just do a podcast. Anyways, welcome to the podcast.
Man, let's just do another introduction and clap again.
You're right. I think you're right.
I'm not fucking afraid to do that. I'm not afraid of anything.
Jad, you know.
I ain't afraid of shit.
Tell us about how you're not afraid.
I'm afraid of that.
Dude, I'm so unafraid. You know why? Because I've been in the trenches, man. I've fucking seen the Fatberg.
Is that true, Jad?
You guys all seen the Fatberg? Well, once you've seen the Fatberg, you're never fucking the same.
Well, can you read us a little bit about the Fatberg, Jad?
The Fatberg.
Jad is opening his iPhone right now.
The Fatberg.
Read about it.
The Fatberg for the uninitiated.
It's a lot of ham.
Oh,
it's
God.
Stuff you shouldn't put down the drain.
All the things.
This is your fault, guys.
The pork.
All
it's the
things.
Hair and the grease and the sludge and the blubber and the condoms
and the emotional baggage.
Shit and the fucking cat litter and all that stuff. You put that shit down the drain.
Everything you discard and you think it's gone. No. It all comes back to haunt you.
Just pus.
It all comes back to haunt you through
Jesus,
the sewers.
The pus. You know, it's always with the pus.
NBC News reports. NBC News reports.
Jad, read it. Oh, it's still loading?
The Fatberg lurks in the sewers, sometimes fills the sewers, the 1 meter deep sewers, two-thirds. It is a
giant?
Two football fields long mass of feces, liquid soap, baby wipes, tampons, condoms, oil, grease,
tampons and oil, grease,
pus, cum.
Oh, what shall we call that?
What's going on there? Pus
and homeless
cum.
People.
Oh, it's the Fatberg of East! Oh, see you with me out of
As hard as concrete, the Fatberg. As hard as concrete, the Fatberg is so compacted that workers use a saw to cut small pieces off the mass.
Oh, God, it's so terrible.
High-powered jet hoses break it up while industrial vacuum sucks it to the ground level. It took about a year to accumulate. When we're too late,
accumulation.
That's when you get the sewage backing up into properties and flooding the environment. The Fatberg.
Oh god, the Fatberg.
The Fatberg consumes all.
Oh, the Fatberg. The Fatberg speaks to us from the dead.
Like Ghostbusters.
Each shift, workers climb down a small brick shaft into the sewer to remove several tons of the blockage. The smat feels worse than the fecal matter, said David Dims, an on-site manager.
David Dims. He wasn't the brightest of them.
Tanker heading for the AB span of the Bay Bridge.
Oh, this is not fun.
Wait, they had to use power tools to get chunks of it out?
Oh, yeah, man. All the condensed
and
semen.
And congealed.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think we're getting a little bit of a horn from the condensed semen. Did you guys hear that? Oh, Jesus. I wonder what's going on.
Oh, yep. That was unmistakable that time. The first time I wasn't so sure whether or not it was a foghorn, but this time I'm definitely convinced that it is.
Oh, yeah.
Captain, do you see that out there?
Oh, what is that?
Captain, what could that be?
Oh, I don't know. Well, we surfaced. As you guys know that we're on a fucking submarine, we don't have to recap everything, but we've surfaced and
we have ventured into the realms of the unknown, into the unwell.
I'm not gonna lie. No. Oh. Oh, Jesus, guys. There sure is a fuck ton of fog out here.
Oh, lads. There's a lot of fucking fog out here. What are we gonna do?
Where have you brought us, Captain?
Oh, I don't know. It's out into the fucking foggy depths. Except that we've surfaced.
What do you see?
I've been... listen, honestly, lads, I'm drunk. I've been drinking a certain beverage called Clan MacGregor. It's a fine whiskey. But I see a large mass off of the bow.
Oh, my God, I see that, too. What could it be?
Oh, my God, Jai, what the fuck could that be?
I'm not afraid of anything. I'm going to go find out. Jumping off the boat. Oh. Holy shit.
Hang on. Wait, don't jump off the boat yet, Jad.
Jump off, Jad.
Wait one second.
Jad, jump.
No, not yet.
I'm not jumping.
Jump.
No, you can't make me. You can't make me.
Just
go
right into that, like,
now jump, Jad. Jump, quickly, go. Go into the water.
Oh, my God.
Drive away.
It's cold. Everyone, it's so cold.
Oh. There he goes into the water. Oh, hang on.
That was a long drop.
No, he's struggling. He's struggling in the water. Oh,
everyone.
He's dropping the kids off at the pool.
Oh, he just leaped into the water. He just sloshed around again. Well, you better go check on that giant object. Go out to the water.
It seems like there's a squid in these waters. A giant squid.
Oh, Jesus, we heard the squid.
A giant squid big enough to fuck all of us.
Oh, God, no. Would it fuck us to death?
Oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, give me another sip of Clan McGregor before I have to deal with that.
Can we kill it with fire? No, because we're underwater.
All right, Jad. Swim out there. I can hear that you're swimming out there, Jad. Tell me what you see. What's that large mass that's forming out there?
Well, it's white. It's 2 football fields long.
Oh, Jesus, 2 football fields.
Seems to smell even worse than fecal matter.
Oh, my God, I can't even... fecal matter already smells so bad, I can't even imagine what something smells worse than fecal matter smells like.
Large enough to climb on top of.
Jad's climbing on top of it! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, what a brave man!
Jad, aren't you scared?
No. Jad, tell us, why are you scared out there in the water? Tell us.
I ain't scared of shit. That's why I got a tattoo.
Oh, Jad, it's so
Jad, tell us about your tattoo while you're splashing around in the water.
Well, I mean, I usually have really good luck. So I got a tattoo that says luck.
Oh, fuck, Jad, keep talking.
And
Jad, aren't you not afraid at all?
Jad, what do you see out in the water? How would you describe the mass?
Is it scary, Jad?
I'd say the mass is mostly made of congealed semen and feces and baby wipes.
Oh my God, what kind of a mass? What would you even call a mass?
I don't know. When I lick it, it just tastes like bacon fat.
Why are you licking?
Oh God, what's that behind you?
Oh God.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, something is moving.
Oh my God.
It took Jad.
Jad, lick it.
No. Oh, quickly, no. Lick it before it's too late.
Oh God, it's got me.
Pulling me in. Is it a squid? Is it a turd monster?
Jad, sedate it with your tongue.
Quickly, fight the giant mass.
Oh God. Oh God.
Jad, fuck it to death.
Oh, here's my right hook. Here's my right hook.
When life tries to fuck you to death with giant squid, you fuck the squid to death. I mean, like fuck or be fucked.
You're right. All of us here on board the ship, out in the fog, with
Jad,
the fog.
Can smell your fear.
Don't let it.
The fear drives me.
That's the squid screaming. That's the squid screaming.
The fear? Lad, are you sure you don't feel the fear? Are you sure that you don't feel the fear, lad?
I feel the fear.
Jad, it's
oh, no.
I'm taking over everything.
What is it? What would you call this giant mass?
It's called the fat bird.
Oh, it's called the fat bird.
The fat bird takes me out alive.
Oh, God.
Crushing all of my bones.
Wow.
Crushing all of my skin.
Is it slimy? Is it puffy?
Oh, go away, fat burger. That's right. Good job there, Daddy Boy, punching it twice.
Thank you very much.
Ham. Well,
Guys, that was a close one.
Thank God the ham alarm got them in the end, though.
No, the dick got it.
The squid's secret weakness is just ham.
Yeah, they're like, oh, ham.
Well, we knew all along.
Yeah. Wow, that was dark.
Like deep sea,
of course,
the deep sea is full of darkness.
You know what? Since we already did the music, we can turn the AC back on.
Woo! Wow.
Yep, I know.
Wow, everyone.
Isn't it like October?
Is it hot? Are you not hot?
Yet we still need an AC.
Look, are you in your flannel?
This is a light linen shirt.
Ooh boy.
It's just plaid.
All right. Well,
it's
anyways, different. Plaid like Jad, like our co-host who's here with us right now.
Very much
That's
so.
What they call me, Plaid Jad.
Yeah, they don't call you Plaid Jad for nothing.
That's what they called me in the Marines.
I thought they called you PLJ.
Well, guys, yeah. PLJ. Speaking of PLJ.
Oh, guys. Jad, you gonna take... Jad, take us back, man. You gotta tell us a story. We have a little story. It was a little mystery that happened at the ApocalyCast a little while ago. And we all had a little bit of a falling out. Me and Jad. Me and my good friend Jad, who's here with me. Back in the days, back in the hip days.
Yeah, way back when.
Yes. Way back when, man.
In the early the days 30s, of the show.
In the early 30s.
I know you might think that we were always cool, but sometimes we weren't cool, man. Sometimes me and my homie Jad, we weren't always cool. Isn't that right, Jad? Sometimes even bad things happen to you, right?
Yeah, to you. Yeah, Pat. I mean, like way back when it wasn't all about the money, when the show was just about all the love, you know?
Who was the traitor?
It was a different time.
Those bad things happen to the best of us, right? Like,
what?
What? These things happen to the best of us, right? Like, even you, right?
Man, bad things happen to Jad all the time. Bad things.
Bad things are never bad.
To you, Jad, right? Bad things happen to you, Jad, all the time, right?
Yeah, man.
He doesn't remember the catchphrase.
Yeah, that's why they call me Bad Time Jad.
How can these things happen to me?
Jad. I'm sure this is the real Jad, or did the squid spit back out?
I don't know.
The real Jad, can you please repeat the line? How can these things happen to me?
How can
these things happen to me, Jad?
That was terrible. To me.
To me.
To me.
Jad. Jad.
Okay,
Jad
from
is
the top.
A little different ever what since he was afraid. What has fear done to you?
Fear changes your mind, man.
Well, anyways, let's start again. So yeah, me and Jad. This might not be known. We're not going to start from the top. I'm just saying we're going to start the story again. Me and Jad had a little bit of a falling out back during the Prohibition days.
That's right.
You know, yeah. I don't know. Are we ready to talk about it, buddy?
I mean, it was a long time ago.
I don't know. I feel like
I
we're
say
ready,
if you dig up the past, all you get is dirty, but...
Yeah, but I feel, you know, we've made a podcast since then. Like, you know, every moment on the ApocalyCast when it was Pat and Jad as the co-hosts.
Back when it was just about the love. Back when it wasn't about money. You know?
But then we had this little falling out when I left the ApocalyCast. And really, I do apologize because I saw what was right in the end, you know? But yeah, well, I guess we might as well just describe it.
It was raining, obviously.
Oh. Well, it was a rainy night in New York City, typical Greenwich Village, November, rain dripping down those trees.
Where to?
I think I'm gonna meet up with my friend Pat, play some chess.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Pat. I'm just getting ready to go out and meet my friend Jad, my good friend. And we're just gonna play some chess because Xbox hasn't been invented yet and you can't Google anything.
Exactly.
I don't know. Me, Pat, I sure could use a speakeasy. Maybe Jad will meet me at one. Oh, look, here's one. Oh, look, outside of the speakeasy, it's my friend Jad. Hey, Jad, what's up, man?
What's going on, Pat?
I don't know, man. I'm just feeling a little bit ambiguous about the ApocalyCast, you know? Like, ever since liquor was banned, and, like, then they banned fucking, like, boning standing up, and then they banned the ApocalyCast. And, like, I don't know if we should just keep doing this in speakeasies, you know? Like, if there's two things that people dig and that people need.
Who is this guy?
Oh, look, it's Kristen, our co-host. She's wearing, like, a dress with, like, feathers on it. What's up?
Al Capone's hookers, and I'm here with Jad tonight. And I don't know who you are.
Yeah, Jad, I can't believe you forgot that you were boning one of Al Capone's hookers in the feather dress.
Standing up.
Kristen.
Listen, my squeeze.
One of the sex workers that was boning Capone. Kristen.
My squeeze can speak for herself, man.
Why don't you lean into the mic if she can speak for herself?
Yeah, man.
Your squeeze speaks for itself.
My squeeze.
Squeeze, oh Jesus.
It's 1930s slang. You should get with it.
What? It's not.
You're
well,
not
okay.
You're not.
Let's not get into what year it is. But Jad, I don't know, man. I'm feeling a little bit ambiguous about the ApocalyCast. Kristen, what do you think, man?
I don't know. Jad's paying me by the hour.
But Jad's paying you in like suaveness.
I mean,
usually it's money and cocaine
hairs,
and like
hairs.
Whatever.
Yeah, usually I shave his head at the end of the night when he's asleep and sell it for wigs.
Oh, he always makes me shave his balls, but I like it.
Ball hair you can make a child size wig with, so that's great. And you can also do that. And his chest hair.
You can also presumably make a child with the balls also.
No.
That's if the cops don't bust you with this being prohibition and all.
The fuzz and standing up.
Jad always pulls out.
But listen, guys, he pulls out on time. It's true. Like with the ApocalyCast, he's always like, "I gotta go." Isn't that right, Jad?
But anyway, so listen, guys, I just don't know. You know, I feel like, you know, if when people think of Patrick, right, they think about snitching, you know?
Snitchy Pat.
I love snitching, guys. And I don't know. I feel like I should snitch on the ApocoCast, even though I love it. Like, I created it, you know?
What would you
my loins.
If you really wanted to screw over the ApocoCast, what would you tell the government?
I just tell them that we're podcasting, man. That we're distilling, podcasting, that we're rambling. I don't know, that we're gambling.
What?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Just that we're doing...
Don't tell him, man.
Chad, I don't know, man. I think I gotta go.
It ain't worth it, man.
I gotta go.
I'm not going back to jail. I'm not going back to jail, Pat.
Listen, man, I don't know. I think I gotta snitch. I'm gonna go walk out now.
You gotta give me time. You gotta give me time, bro.
Oh, I'm walking, Jed. I'm leaving right now.
Look at that guy with the snitch face.
Oh my God, the snitch guy is walking towards the door. Well, bye, Jed. Fuck you.
What a snitch.
What a traitor.
Oh, that door wasn't loud enough when I went through it. Hang on, let me open it again. I'm opening the door. Fuck you, Jed. I'm a snitching. Bye.
And that was the last time I saw Pat. We didn't see each other again. We didn't see each other again until tonight. Pat.
Well, then there was the time you heard me on the radio in between. Remember? Tell us about the night. Like, what were you doing that night? You were waiting for a Tinder date. Except back then, you had to have, like, rotate a thing and then, like, project it against the light for it to work.
Everything was so complicated back then.
Yeah, you had to, like... You had to, like, flash your cock onto, like, a giant mirror. And it, like, was... They had, like, a cock mirror over every... Or, like, whatever.
A cock,
like,
mirror?
Yeah. You know, over the entire city. So you'd just be like, look at my dick.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
And it wasn't until... I had to cover it in pig skin.
Exactly. And, like, it wasn't it wasn't until the women's movement that ended either. So, you know, there you go.
Jad said he likes pigskin condoms, though, because
they're haram.
Fucked so many pigs.
Yeah, you did say that. That was sort of sexist, like, when you said that.
No, he was on the farm.
You know what? I thought it would be safe to tell you guys that, but apparently not.
Oh, it's not a safe space for your fucking sexist pig fucking bullshit.
Fucking A.
You know, but anyways, Jad, listen, we can
Jad, let's not so
no, hang on, guys. Listen, me and Jad have put our differences behind each other, and I think that in order to, like, truly really get to the bottom of, like, the dynamic between me and my co-host Jad, it's important that we talk about the past. Right,
those smoky, speakeasy days.
Yeah, those smoky days.
Those dark,
back when I left the pub, I was like, this ain't right. I was like, this isn't right. I was like, maybe I'm not right with the Lord. I don't know.
I put those days behind me, Pat. Maybe you haven't.
I haven't, man. But the next time you heard me was on the radio. Tell us about the night you're having.
Well, I tuned in. This one night, I tuned in to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Not the podcast, though.
But not... To the apocalypse.
No, it was the show of another reverend.
Yo, oh, yeah.
You faithless whore.
Well, I wanted to tune in to the reverend, the Reverend Billy Bob Patrick.
And then the Billy Bob Patrick was coming over there. I was like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I may also be on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you very much. Yay. By the way, I'm the Reverend Billy Bob Patrick.
Thank you, Jesus. Listeners.
Now, I know ordinarily I'm just here to bring you the spirit of the Lord, but I'm back with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because I have some very sad news to deliver. Oh, sad news.
Oh, boo.
Boo. Yeah, I know. Boo. Sad news. I got some sad news about our friends.
What are we going to do?
Our so-called friends over.
Oh,
on Radio Free Brooklyn at the ApocoCast.
No. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh, I got to say it. I don't want to say it because they're my friends. But over at the ApocoCast, they've been a rambling.
Oh.
And they've been a gambling.
Gambling.
Oh, my God. And I say it, and they've been a drinking. Oh, my God. They've been a getting drunk and hosting a radio program.
Those Yankees.
I say, in my America, in my Prohibition America, I say no rambling.
No rambling.
Fuck no. No gambling.
No
gambling.
No gambling.
And no ApocoCast.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the heretics of the ApocoCast will pay.
Burn.
So needless to say, Jad was surprised by this.
I mean, I heard that on the radio.
Shocked.
I heard that on the radio. It was disgusting. But then I thought, who is that? Who is it,
like,
really?
That voice sounds so familiar.
Terrifying. But the comfortingness of it makes him even more terrifying.
Yes, yes, because it reminded me of someone I knew so long ago. Coming all the way back over all the decades. Something was familiar.
Something was a creeping.
It took me back.
As the program went on.
It's familiar.
He started condemning the heretics. All the other programs on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, the nostalgia.
Oh, the nostalgia.
Oh, God.
Oh, that heretic Tom Metheny.
Something was familiar.
They call him Tom Metheny because of the 10 sins that he commits with every breath. Most notably the sin of having a gigantic fucking cock. Oh, Took and Allow with her program, How to Save the World.
Abomination.
I say fuck the world. I live for Jesus, not the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. All the heretics on Radio Free Brooklyn.
All the heretics. Oh,
burn the witch.
Heretics on the Radio Free Brooklyn. Well, here's the worst part, the saddest part, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell us.
Oh, do I have to tell you?
What is it?
Tell me, Reverend. Tell me.
What in the world? What could it be?
Save me. Deliver me.
I used to be one of them.
Oh. Ew.
I used to live in sin.
Don't say.
I used to go dancing with women of different colors than myself.
Don't tell me you. Did you?
Oh, I constantly went dancing with women of different colors than myself.
But did you... I can't say the word.
Did I what? Did I baptize?
Did you ramble?
Oh, I rambled.
Oh, God.
Oh, the greatest of all sins, I rambled. Oh, Jesus.
No, the
rambling.
No.
The rambling.
No.
You wouldn't.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, I did. Back when I was friends with the Apocalypse cast, I rambled nonstop.
Drinking and rambling.
Rolling
the dice.
And rolling the dice and I spreading STDs with my penis.
All godless behavior.
All the godless behavior that is promoted by the Apocalypse cast. Yeah, the apostate's a caster.
The devil.
The devil took
the
over you.
The apostate cast is the devil.
The devil took over you, Sir Reverend.
Fuck the apocalypse cast.
Praise the devil.
Whoa. What the fuck did that girl just say?
Praise the Satan.
Oh, we got a spy from the apocalypse cast here. Thomas to burn. A burn.
You can't burn me. You can't burn evil.
We can try.
Maybe we'll see if she floats.
Let's see if the witch will burn.
Tie the witch.
No, this is nothing compared to the burn I got from Jad's dick.
Oh, that burn. Oh, that sweet Jad dick burn.
That was like a double-edged burn.
I've been touched by the devil.
Oh, I've been touched in all kinds of ways. That's right. I got to denounce them fucking heretics.
You pussies don't know how to make a fire, so you can't burn me.
You pussies don't know how to fucking praise Jesus, so we'll find a way to make fire if we have to.
You have to make it like a fucking teepee, dude, if you really want to burn someone.
I don't burn anybody in a fucking teepee.
Right on top of each other. Come on. Someone else's burning right now.
Enough kerosene will do the trick.
All right, guys, light her on fire. We don't have any more time for this.
We will set the kindling, and the Lord will create the fire.
The kindling and the spindling.
The kindling.
Followers, get ready for the kindling and the spindling.
Oh, Lord.
Time to light this heretic bitch on fire.
Oh, Lord. Jad, don't risk your soft hands on the fire.
No, Jad. Oh.
Spare yourself.
Oh, Lord, stop the fire. Stop the fire.
Does somebody have a lighter? To hand to me the Reverend.
A non-white lighter.
How to make a flame.
Not a white lighter.
You can't never burn me.
Oh, we ready? All right, Christian, I'm sorry. I know you were my co-host and you helped found the podcast with me, but then it was taken over by heretics. You're not even the worst one. If I could kill one of them, it would be Johnny B. Roll. But he's disappeared, so I can't. So you have to die instead. I'm really sorry.
Good luck trying.
And then...
Christian, I always admired you. I'm sorry that I have to do this. Oh, look at that flame go. How it's going out. I gotta try it again.
It's so pathetic. It's like it's very slowly. I can almost feel it.
Oh, there you go.
My toes are hot.
Oh, Jesus,
it's
hot.
Only on my feet.
Oh, this is picking up, so sorry.
They're both gone. And it's not getting any taller.
If it wasn't for Dad and all the traitors of the Apocalypse, I wouldn't have to burn you.
Fuck your pussy ass fire is burning off my legs. So
if Johnny, Bureau was a real man, then he would be here. He would have sacrificed himself instead of you.
It's on my knees.
Oh, it looks like she's about to be dead.
Okay.
And it
always haunt you.
And it was after that day.
Wow, that was dark. That, man, she really burned for a while.
And it was after that day, I looked Patrick in the eye 70 years ago, and I said, Patrick, you traitor.
And I said, you think I'm a traitor? You're a traitor to God. Every week we out here speaking about fucking Jesus, and you rambling, gambling-er. Fuck no. I'm going to join all the prohibitionists who say no rambling-er. No gambling. No Apocalypse. Fuck you, Jad.
And I walked away, and that was the story of us for 70 years.
For 70 years. I didn't talk to my good friend, Jad. Jad, who was here with us.
I am Jad Slayman. I have dropped my accent.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, guys. We didn't solve the mystery. No. Wait. Hang on. Put the music back on.
Carnegie Hall, calm yourself. But thank you so much for coming.
All right, ready? Yep.
The truth is...
I tell you, Jad, there can be no rambling and no gambling. I won't stand for it at all. We're gonna have to strip nude and fight this one out.
But you guys weren't already nude?
Sometimes we were nude. But this time we're not nude yet. Because you know, there has to be a signal.
Is this the beginning,
Patrick?
Nudity? Is this where you just
Eduardo, I feel like you're finally back on the Apocalypse.
The importance of being nude?
After all this time, how come you have nothing to say?
Can we do like a reboot?
You know, the music can be playing while you're talking.
You know, all these instruments aren't easy to play with one person, you know?
Guys, next week...
I know, but it doesn't mean you can just be a rambling.
Wait, you think this stuff's pre-recorded? No, this is all
rambling is hard. The devil makes you do it in your fucking sleep. You got a problem with doing it now?
Go. You got a problem with it in your seat?
Just like a note for next week. Can we do like a fucking Oscar Wilde, The Importance of Being Nude?
Yes. That was my favorite Oscar Wilde poem. He was like, hey, get your dick out.
Let's have a look at your cock.
Oh, no, I'm Oscar Wilde, I am. Hey, don't call me wild because I stick things in me bum.
All right, Tommy.
Oscar Wilde's very cool.
Yeah.
In terms of historical figures, very cool. He was like, all right, what of it?
Right, anyways, in the bum.
Wait. So I didn't know he was Australian.
No, oh, yeah, he was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking punch that, you know.
Why do you think he was so freaky?
Jesus Christ.
Is that why Kristen's been a ghost this whole time?
Yeah, well, guys, you're right, I'm sorry. I'm still angry at you guys.
I was always wondering, I just didn't know if it was like okay to bring it up. Like, you know, it's one of those awkward things, like if somebody has like...
We killed Kristen because the Apocalypse wasn't spreading the word of God.
But you can't kill evil.
But you can't kill that evil bitch.
But 70.
I knew that evil.
And I haunt the cat.
As she screamed and crackled, I knew that evil bitch would be back to give me some kind of problem. I was like, Christian is just throwing people aside that don't go away. Like an STD. You can't burn that off. You think you're going to burn that off?
No. Burn this?
Eduardo, what you got to say? We just burned your friend.
You can burn a tick, but you can't burn me.
You got nothing to say, man? You're just going to stand there playing fucking piano while I have to handle all the crucifixions and pointings? What the fuck? This is just a sorry bunch.
I've possessed him. Eduardo is how I use the soundboard from behind the grave.
I'm sweating a lot. I feel like when we look at how long we are into the podcast, it's going to be a depressing number.
We used to have AC in here, right?
We can't have it now because... Whoa, Jesus, I almost put the wrong code in.
What? Did you almost just murder us? Like, we could have exploded? He just almost exploded us.
Well, oh, Jesus, that is really dark. We are 34 minutes into the Apostle Cast.
How long have you had the nuclear football for?
I've been tossing around for a little while.
But anyway, back in 1930 in those Patrick. Smoky,
dingy New York streets.
But speaking of
the depravity, it was...
We can keep going, Patrick, with this bit because we got a lot of time to kill.
This is when everyone was dying of syphilis and no one with any kind of slut had a face left from it.
But Patrick, let's fucking face facts. 70 years ago, you left something unsolved.
Well, do we really want to relitigate that part of our lives? Take it out of its case. Do we really want to?
Why do you think I've come back, Patrick?
Why do you think I haunt you?
Damn!
Fucker, you fucking traitor.
When you burned Kristen at the stake 70 years ago, you left unfinished business.
You turned your back on the cast and you thought there would be no fucking consequences.
Listen,
now you
friend.
Sit there and you drink fucking cider like you never burnt.
And here you are.
Listen, I never denied burning a woman. All right? I may sometimes make mistakes with the board. Sometimes I'm not polite to my co-hosts. Sometimes I disobey the rules of Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you are fucking prude. You said no rambling, no gambling, no drinking.
Well, it is
drinking,
true. I didn't say those things.
No fiddling, no diddling.
Listen, maybe
no
I regret saying no
riddling.
Fiddling. And no, especially no riddling, because I don't like when I feel stupid. But if there's one thing I don't regret, maybe I regret the fiddling. Maybe I regret the riddling. Maybe I regret the gambling, and I definitely regret the rambling.
No!
But I'll never regret pointing that bitch. She had it coming.
Kristen,
the world is much better now that Kristen is gone. Now that evil seed has been poised.
But there's another side to that story, Pat. And maybe Kristen's the one who knows.
Oh, do tell, Dad, if you know so much.
Oh, we already know the side of this story. When the Reverend became a little pussy-ass bitch and started saying, no rambling and no gambling. Ooh, I'm over here twiddling my dick.
Yeah, have you forgotten the Apocalypse? Where did you lose your roots?
I stand by it. All you got when you were fucking rambling and twiddling and a diddling.
It was the first time.
What was the real reason for all this preaching?
Don't you remember? Jesus is coming back with a giant fucking sword.
I was so disappointed. I sang about him every week during the Apocalypse intro.
Back in 1930.
Every week I sang for Jesus. I inspired people to kill for Jesus, for Christ's sake. But Jesus said, no, Patrick, fuck you. He said, fuck you, fuck the Apocalypse cast.
I mean,
but that was like, I slipped into Tony Montana for like
exactly.
I was like,
the Apocalypse cast.
Fuck the
Diaz
brothers, man. What?
Tell us what you sold your soul for.
I didn't sell my soul for nothing. You guys sold your souls with all the rambling and the gambling and all the twiddling and the fiddling.
Wait, but does this mean that Patrick has really betrayed the Apocalypse cast?
I always loved Jesus. I just wasn't walking the right path for him.
But guys, what do we do with traitors?
I think you know our policy on traitors. They get a choice, a blindfold or a cigarette.
I don't really like a cigarette.
Well, I guess the blindfold it is.
Oops, I dropped it.
I
Let's
feel like,
burn
can I just show, can I just show you my penis before you shoot me?
Oh, this is why I possess Eduardo.
You'll be
I'm sorry, Eduardo.
Your penis.
Eduardo had to say something.
Burn you myself. And guess what? I know how to build a goddamn fire, bitch. You ready to burn?
Oh,
oh boy.
1 week later, the Apocalypse cast. Guys, are you regretting what we did last week at this point, or?
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, everything just runs so much more smoothly.
It's just so much easier to go around when you're not getting harassed by, like, rambling and a gambling, blah, yada, yada, yada.
I mean, it was like, for a second, it was nice to have Jad gone, but since he came back, obviously, he was just way, way better as well, but.
Right.
I kind of miss Patrick a little bit.
Sometimes I think I can hear his ghost.
It's just the wind in the attic. Don't get caught up in silly things like that.
No,
you gotta
believe me.
No, I've heard it too. And
guys,
I used to think it was just the rat, but we killed that bitch 2 weeks ago, so.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, sometimes the ghost speaks
ago,
to me, and it sounds like he's doing an impression.
80 years ago.
Plus, I'm such a friend of the ghost.
Speaking of the bitch that we killed.
Ah!
Oh!
Wait, do you guys hear that?
Are we cracking up, man?
Do you guys hear that?
No, I don't hear that at all. You don't
hear that at all?
No,
man.
Oh, I can smell that fucking bitch.
That right there, you guys don't hear that?
Honey, look
Eduardo.
Me in the eye, okay? Are you losing it? Do we need to like take you to the special doctor?
I thought they were just dreams at first, but I'm definitely awake right now.
Eduardo, listen, Russell's teapot, okay? The burden of proof is not on the non-believers. You gotta shut the fuck up with this.
Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Fuck you, Kristen! You
Jesus, Pat,
go.
I hear you! I hear you! I'm here still! I'm trying to keep this podcast going.
Eduardo,
swear,
you tried to take over the podcast. That's why I was murdered.
Sorry,
guys.
But I have to feed the
guys, there's something going on. I'm so surprised you don't hear any of this right now.
All right. Listen, I'm going to turn on the TV. I want to watch Game of Thrones, and I want to watch Game of Thrones uninterrupted, okay? We can't deal with your ghost shit.
All right, I'm going to go outside for a second.
I have like a Tinder date.
The Apocalypse cast is over.
All right. I'm gonna go outside for a cigarette.
Ghosts are those who didn't acknowledge Jesus when they were alive.
All right, I can't. I'm gonna go outside for a cigarette, and hopefully nothing freaky happens while I'm gone.
Oh, you think that tobacco not gonna catch up with you in the next life?
God, Sarah, can you believe Eduardo's like still hung up on the Apocalypse?
What are we gonna do if he starts losing it, man? I mean, we can't go down for this.
I know. I mean, he's just gonna like start like talking about episodes of that stupid show again. Like that's what he's gonna do.
Loser.
That's what this is gonna become.
Oh, Eduardo will hear the voice of the Apocalypse even if no one else does.
All right,
we'll hear it.
All right, let's just have a cigarette. Just that first cigarette, and the past voice is still in my head.
Yeah,
so
just tell them it's no big deal, Eduardo. They thought that they speed me up onto that wall after I voted Christian, but they didn't.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's going to be okay. I think we can resume what we're doing, and I apologize.
Oh, I know Johnny B. Will can't hear me. I mean,
So I apologize, and I
because
think,
he's dead think and he's out on the ocean, and Chad also can't hear me.
I think I can keep it going for a little bit longer.
Hey, what's that smell? God, it's like rotting fish.
It's like feces, only worse.
Oh my God, is it a hell mouth?
Oh,
no.
They don't know what the fuck that smell is, but you sure fuck do.
Oh my God, I gotta
pray, Eduardo. Pray to Jesus.
All right.
Start apologizing to your fucking
Wait, Chad, have you taken a shower since the fucking pustule incident?
No. I did murder Kristen, but she knows that it was for the greater good. I don't blame her for having me murder neither. Now, Apocalypse to your fucking co-host, Eduardo. I know they can't hear shit.
I know we're on a really strong cast right now, but I just want to take the time to... something has spoken to me, and I need to Apocalypse.
Yeah, pretend like you're thanking our sponsors.
Thank you, Amazon.
From beyond the grave, 4 out of 5 zombies agree that Dentite is the best gum to keep your gums clean, because it's not clean unless it's underneath clean.
Oh, that might be a good point, but it's not going to protect you from the haunting.
But it will protect your teeth from decay on the other side.
It's not really clean unless it's clinging underneath.
Oh, wait, this is not a good idea.
Oh, we're going to be here for a while, guys.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not really clean.
No, why? Well, yeah, so it's true.
True? That when Christ is found.
I was pretty angry about
it. Profound. Yeah, it will be.
Well,
profound.
That song is a perfect example. Of the Ramblin'.
the
Ramblin' and what, Pat?
The Ramblin'.
Well, if I need to, I can also cite some examples of the gambling also.
It was so smoky then. It was so smoky.
Oh, God. The smoke was so terrible that...
Smoke and the rain.
And especially
the
pus.
Was it Hickory? Nice touch.
And the sewage in the street.
Oh, and it was it was that large object. Floating out there praying to Satan.
That fat berg.
The fat berg came alive.
Some people will tell you that the fat berg is here to bring you the spirit of the Lord, but it's not. It's just there to bring you pus and tampons and blood.
And condoms.
Pain.
And pain.
Sometimes the fat berg even comes alive.
And haunts small children in their sleep when they don't do their homework.
And it reads to my children at night.
So I don't have to. So you don't have to.
Tell them
songs
about
nanny services.
The tampons and the congealed blood come together to create this mutant life force within the fat berg.
Creeps into your children's bedrooms through the toilet and starts telling them about the birds and the bees before you do.
Jesus, the birds and the bees.
Starts telling your kids about sex and drugs and pus and tampons
and
condoms and baby wipes.
Well, guys.
I first saw it fucking my husband.
But.
Wait, your husband was fucking.
Al Capone,
Fatberg?
You mean? Your pimp.
Yep, being fucked by it.
Well.
I was gonna say wife, but that sounded sexist.
One day Al Capone was just poking the bejesus out of Kristen. And I was standing watch. And then Jad walked up to me and he was like.
And he was like, why is
this happening to me?
Dad, what did you say?
To me? Dad!
Yeah. And I was like, it's happening to you because you betrayed Jesus.
I didn't betray Jesus, Pat. You betrayed the Apocal cast.
I'm like, listen, Jed, I'm God, Kristen, while she bangs her hubby Al Capone upstairs.
Al Capone said you betrayed him, actually, and I think
he's about to shoot
you.
Is this before or after she gets burned?
No one really knows when I've been burned because I've been such a prolific presence.
Or whether she was actually burned.
Because, like I said, you cannot kill
people. It was a vision. It was a vision in his mind. He was like, I thought both of you were burned. No, I thought that you were burned and then that Pat got speared from his cock to his fucking eyeballs.
Never.
Yeah, well, anyways, I think Eduardo's going to take us back a little bit.
4 weeks later at the podcast. Have you guys seen Johnny B-Roll anywhere recently?
Man, I don't miss that guy at all. Why are you even asking?
And that was the last time we saw Johnny B-Roll be replaced by Jad. Left the podcast studio.
But then soon afterwards,
walking slowly I'm back, down the street.
Oh, the stench.
I'm back for my world travels. I stop in when I can.
But you guys finally did find out what happened to Johnny B-Roll from a pretty troubling broadcast that you heard a couple days later.
We're here at 97.3 Hot 99 Brooklyn. We're here with new up-and-comer Johnny B-Roll. Welcome to the studio, Johnny B-Roll.
Oh my god. Oh, it's so great to be here, everyone.
So Johnny B-Roll, tell you what brought us to the studio today.
Well, I mean, like, I think Patrick Hillsman pretty much just, like, took me to the studio at gunpoint, and he's just, like, forcing me to fucking talk for all you guys. He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, that's typical. I mean, just, like, go with it. Like, he usually doesn't mean it, and, like, he's really shitty aim anyway, so, like, you'll probably be fine.
He doesn't talk much. He mostly just, like, points his gun at you.
This is the podcast he used to be on, correct?
This is
before your rise to fame.
Dude, yeah. I mean, this is like Pat's old podcast, and now look at him. His star has just fallen so far in the last like 4 weeks. I mean, he is just spreading his jizz out everywhere and pointing guns, and you know, it's fucking terrible.
We have an intervention.
The intervention happened a long time ago, and by a long time ago, I mean 3.5 weeks ago. He's off the deep end, Patrick Hillsman. He's dropped his southern accent. He's speaking in that Scottish accent again.
He plays
charades at inappropriate times to play charades.
Is he rambling?
He's just stopped cutting his dick off entirely.
He is rambling. He's drinking Clan McGregor and rambling all day.
Wait, guys, when is the last time that Patrick cut his dick off?
I think it was like 2 weeks ago, man. I mean, it, you know.
It usually grows back every 2 weeks. It must have been like 2 months ago.
They hadn't figured out that I still need to do this even though I've betrayed them. Oh, now they know.
I'll have
no power unless I cut off my dick.
You're tuned into the Apocalcast time travel episode.
You know, some people think that since I left the Apocalcast, I've just like sold out to corporate America. Let me tell all you haters, it's not true. No. I'm the same person I always was. I'm the exact same.
Is that why you're wearing a FUBU jacket and FUBU pants and FUBU combat boots?
I always wore please. FUBU. What the fuck are you talking about?
I see you, man. Real recognize real, though.
Well, we pause now for a message from our sponsors.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, are you feeling a little bit of spiritual enlightenment coming on?
No,
I know I like a little bit of spiritual enlightenment. Well, why don't you just come down to the fucking mega church of the Reverend Billy Papa Patrick?
Praise
him! It's downtown and it's full of people all just giving you good praises and giving money.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
I can feel the Lord talking to me right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus?
To you in tongues?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend. I'm coming back on the radio to deliver a very special message from our sponsors. Hey guys, why not just come down and eat while we watch you? And read biblical voices.
Gonna read voices from the Bible while you eat. What could be more fun? It's like Hooters, but without the Hooters and with the Bible.
Less tits, more
Less
Bible.
Less tits, more Bible.
Less tits, more Bible.
Less tits, more Bible.
Less tits, more Bible. Less tits, more Bible. Just like I know that back when I was the co-host of the ApocalyPse with Dad and Johnny B-Roll before he killed himself.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Johnny B-Roll. I may or may not have contributed to his suicide.
We all know.
Oh, what was that? What could that be? Maybe that was Johnny B-Roll tied to a fucking keg of TNT in my basement. I don't even know what that was.
Damn. Ever since you started killing, you never stopped, Patrick.
Listen, Jed.
Ever since I killed
it. It all started when your dream died.
I know you've come to recover the foot of Johnny B-Roll. I ain't giving it to you.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, Jed.
I ain't gonna take that line down. I ain't afraid of nothing.
It's what Jad would do. He would fuck himself.
Jad would fuck himself, wouldn't he?
I already fucked myself too many times. Nothing left to do but fight you, Pat.
Hang on. What, wait. Like, record scratch. Hold the phone. We have all fucked ourselves in this room. Like, come on. Let's be real.
Masturbation is not the same as fucking yourself.
I agree. You have to achieve full penetration to be fucking yourself.
Two very different concepts. I don't know if we have time for it. But as a chronic masturbator, Jad, I can tell you I've never fucked myself, and yet I've seen you fuck yourself many times.
He's just like, why if I fuck myself? Yeah, that's right, Jad. When we have our final showdown...
It's really
I just didn't think you'd seen that.
Do you think I'm not going to incorporate the fact that you fuck yourself into my way?
Is this
my
like
style
science or magic?
Dad, you fuck yourself
is this like,
everywhere.
It's both, motherfuckers.
Is this like Gattaca or is this like the Prestige?
It's like Sporadica.
That
sounded better in my head.
It's like David Carradine, like in the closet, like getting himself off. It's more like that.
Listen, I don't care how you're comparing it to. Either way, Jed, we got some scores to settle.
It's a little more like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, on top of that, you're gonna add that to your list of sins?
Sinner!
You've been rambling. You've been autoerotic asphyxiation. You've been gambling.
Rambler,
Brian! I have sinned. Have you not read the new amendment to the Constitution?
Lord, no,
it says no rambling.
No rambling.
It says no gambling.
No gambling.
And it says no ApocalyPse.
No,
Reverend.
Oh, that's right. It's me, the Reverend Billy Bob Patrick. Since I've been gone from the ApocalyPse, I've become a reverend.
The Lord is so cruel,
Reverend. You are the embodiment of
evil. Is this part of like a 12-step program or something?
12 steps. There's only one step. Let Jesus into all of your holes.
12 steps to hell.
Oh,
Jesus, come and fill me. Oh, Patrick, let me tell you sometime.
I'm considering like upgrading the need for the intervention to like a need for an exorcism.
Like, Patrick, sometimes
that's right.
Yeah. We're in a podcast five.
I'm afraid of a fucking exorcism.
We need an exorcist in this house.
I perform an exorcism while I'm taking a dump in the fucking morning.
Patrick, the devil sometimes come over me.
Sarah, the brain surgeon, also does exorcisms.
Yeah,
crazy. It's part of the job.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That is when you have to like drive a spike through someone's eyeball.
The power of brains compels you.
I'm a fucking reverend and
Let
I'm a fucking neuroscientist.
Brains in through every hole.
Come out.
We're gonna bless all your holes with science. We're gonna bless all your holes with religion. We're gonna bless it with Darwin. We're gonna bless it with God.
Out, foul demon.
Let me lie prostrate and let you bless my asshole, Patrick Hinsman. Bless my gaping asshole, Patrick Hinsman.
Oh, I will bless it. I'll be happy to. Let me just point out that since it's been getting more humid down here, we've been moving down south with our accents.
No. Now I'm gonna shove some
it's
of these.
It's all humid. Oh, God, the science.
I'm shoving the brains into your mouth.
Oh, the brains.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, let's get ready for that science.
Take those brains.
Hang on, guys. Guys, pause for 1 second. I have to prepare myself for the rest of the brains.
Demon out. You shall be here no more. This innocent soul that you have so fa- foully inhabited with your cruel and wicked ways, seducing his timid senses. Oh. Letting him keep his dick on for far too long without cutting it off.
Keep my dick on.
Well, that's seduction.
You must release him. Let the power of brains flow through you.
Oh, get them brains into my fucking mouth.
Let the power of brains flow through you.
Brains in my throat.
Out, out, foul demon.
Brains,
out.
Brains, oh, the brains. Oh, thank you for the brains.
Now,
oh.
Praise Jesus.
Dear Jesus,
you have to come back with your giant fucking sword. And you need to strike this demon out from this boy. Bring us our Patrick.
Jesus, you're going to come back and strike down the traitors at the Apocalypse.
He is a soldier in the army of Satan. But he cannot hide from you, Lord.
Oh, thank you guys for putting that brain in my throat. I will digest it and I will absorb its knowledge. But now that we have science, let's bring in the religion. If there's one thing we fucking love here at the Apocalypse, it's religion. And that's why I've taken over. Me, Pat, the Reverend of Billy Baba Patrick, I've taken over from my co-host, Dad. Johnny B. Rule, I fucking killed Johnny B. Rule. I don't even give a shit about him. Fuck him, he's decomposing in my freezer. I tied it to a fucking powder keg, and then he went BAM! You heard Johnny B. Rule go BAM! He's coming back, and he doesn't even give a fuck about you. He doesn't give a fuck about the Apocalypse. He doesn't give a fuck if you go to www.patreon.com/RadioPrinceBrooklyn and give money to the Apocalypse. He doesn't care. He's going to kill you no matter what you do. Aha! Ah! Wait! I still have to cut my dick off, guys.
Why, Reverend?
Oh, I don't know.
The only way to save your fucking soul.
I haven't cut my dick off since my religious conversion.
Cut it.
I've always loved Jesus, but I didn't realize how full of hate he was until recently.
I want to follow you, Reverend.
Well, Jad, I think we need some music to resolve this too. Any suggestions?
The Beatles?
Oh, this will do. Oh, well. I guess we don't have much time left.
Prepare the blade.
We might as well cut our dicks off in symphony because we have to anyways. Otherwise, the powers of the
Apocalypse. All I have is like this roll of aluminum foil.
Though I killed Kristen.
But it's got that serrated edge.
And I threatened to kill my new co-host, Eduardo. And I'm currently pointing a gun at my co-host, Sarah Steele.
Yeah, but I made a steel, so.
Well, that's true. So enlighten us about that, Sarah Steele. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I've got this, I shook the aluminum foil, but I got the box, so, like, I've got the serrated edge. Just, Eduardo, will you do the honors? I just can't touch his dick. I've known him for too long.
Oh, he's not going
to
cut him.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
I'm not prepared. I don't know if I'm ready to do this on my own since my religious conversion.
Cut
myself a little, but I got it.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's bleeding.
You got to just perform the cut right now because we only have about 40 seconds left.
Oh, Lord, please take my genitals.
Just saw it like a Christmas tree.
Take my genitals to a better place. Because Lord knows they've been abused enough by me.
I got it on the table right now. Just stable it to the table.
Okay, guys, ready? Oh, Jesus, my dick has been stapled to the table. I got about a third of the way through. All right, guys, all right. Hang on. Everybody take a look at my dick. Compliment me on it. Be like, nice dick.
You grew, Patrick, it's so amazing. It's so beautiful.
Thank you so much. All right, now I'm ready for it to be cut off. Eduardo, will you do the honors?
The time is now.
All right, let's fucking chop that little fucker off.
One, two, three.
Three.
Oh, Jesus, I'm in my spot.